prior to the conflict, the country was producing around 250,000 barrels per day. And imported production since the conflict began for the first half of 2015 has been around 160,000 barrels per day, which is mainly due to a shutdown of fields in the Unity State, which occurred when the operator ONGC Videsh, part of Indian National Oil Company, pulled out at the beginning of 2014, shortly after the conflict began. Going forward, production is expected to continue to fall through the second half of 2015 as CNPC and Petronas, both operators in the region, have also withdrawn their foreign staff.
What does this mean then economically for the country?
Well, South Sudan is one of the countries with the highest dependence on oil revenues, where it makes up over 90% of the government budget. So falling production doesn't bode well for the government, especially with the conflict requiring the funding to support the military and, of course, the people of Sudan, who are almost completely reliant on foreign aid at that point.
Apparently, this conflict is really impacting trade and investment. Do you see this continuing in this cycle?
Absolutely. International companies are very reluctant to invest in South Sudan due to the conflict and threat of potential sanctions based on the actions of the government and the rebels. You know, for example, ExxonMobil has already pulled out of an exploration agreement, and Total, who had intended to conduct exploration, has put that on hold. And, you know, the current operators who had existing relationships and operations in the country have pulled back from their investments in the country.
Also, how is South Sudan's dependence on Sudan's pipelines affecting the country's oil growth?
It has a major impact, as the agreement was set during a higher oil price environment as a flat fee. So since the oil price has fallen, South Sudan's revenue on a per barrel basis has plummeted. It no longer is conducive to profitable operations for them. They're also vulnerable to Sudan being their only export route, and that, of course, could expose them further. But then again, Sudan relies on those revenues just as much, or almost as much, as South Sudan relies on the oil production revenues.
Given all of these negative factors affecting South Sudan's oil industry, what is the future of the country's oil industry?
South Sudan has significant existing infrastructure and large reserves, but it doesn't have the local expertise to capitalize and monetize these natural resources. However, without political stability, IOCs aren't going to be willing to invest. And unfortunately, the situation will have to work itself out before there's a return to a constructive industry.